Broadcasting live from the Metro Atlanta Chamber rooftop, it's the Health IT Leadership Summit. And now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton at the VIP Health IT Cocktail Party on the rooftop of the Metro Atlanta Chamber. And it is quite a view, and this desserts never end. It is a never-ending supply of desserts in front of us, Stone.
The same is true with the wine and beer table. We just haven't had quite the view of it till now. It's been such a fantastic crowd over here.
That's right.
But I would have thought things would start winding down by now, but I don't see
not
any
even close.
Of that.
Not even close. Well, we got with us another big shot, John Trader with M2Sys, another person who is doing amazing things in technology here in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, John.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I hear you're doing some space age futuristic thing with M2Sys. Why don't you share what that is?
Sure. We are a biometrics research and development company, and we've developed a enterprise solution for the healthcare market that uses iris biometrics to identify patients at hospitals. So the way the technology works is a patient would come into a hospital, they would be their picture would be taken, and as well as a picture of their iris, and then that would be linked up with their electronic medical records, so that each time on a subsequent visit to the hospital, they would be identified by their iris and as well as their photograph, and it would automatically pull up their electronic medical
record. I saw this movie. I saw this in Minority Report, right? You're walking down the hall and it says,
with
hello,
your
Stone.
Eye in a bag. You got to carry your eye in a bag, though, in that movie.
That's right. It's a lot less sexy than Minority Report, trust me.
So now, why the picture and the iris? Is the iris not enough?
That's a good question. Multi-factor authentication is a big word in any security setting. A lot of hospitals like the fact that, number one, they can identify a patient with their biometric, in this case, their iris. But number two, they like to have a photograph associated with the patient's electronic medical record for a number of reasons. Number one, they like the ability to be able to look across the desk, whether it's the patient admissions coordinator or perhaps it's a nurse administering medication. They like the fact that they can pull up a medical record, have a photo of a patient available, and be able to quickly identify who they are before they administer any type of care.
Right, like kind of at a glance, they can tell that this is the right person.
Exactly.
Because I've been to this really happened to me. I had a surgery on my knee.
And you had your irises with you?
No, but they wrote on the knee, yes.
That's right.
And I go, why don't you write no on the other knee? And they go, because sometimes they think it's on and that has confusion.
Oh, my.
Isn't that right, John?
That's right. And you bring up a great point, because as many people probably don't know, that inaccurate patient identification, duplicate medical records is another very big issue with hospitals, as well as patient fraud. Those are very serious issues in healthcare right now. They cost the industry billions of dollars per year in legal costs and lawsuits, and having to correct whatever medical errors result from misidentification of the patient or perhaps a duplicate medical record. So we developed this solution, number one, to increase patient safety. That's our number one goal. But also to help lower the burden on healthcare from some of the problems that are associated with patient misidentification that I mentioned, duplicate medical records, patient fraud, overlays. Those are some of the struggles that healthcare is going through right now, and we developed this enterprise solution to address those.
So is this pretty seamless, transparent, easy on the patient, or is it a little bit of a burden right now, or is it actually making it easier on the patient?
That's another great question. It's actually a very seamless integration. When it gets to the point where we have conversed with the hospital and we've talked to them about implementing the solution, the actual integration process is virtually seamless. It requires a very low amount of what are called FTEs, full-time equivalents, for IT staff, so they don't have to worry about allocating a lot of resources. But your question was about the patient, and the answer to that is that it actually streamlines the patient registration process, and we've gotten reports back from hospitals that it's cut off as much as 2 minutes off the registration time. So it certainly this is another very interesting point about the technology, is that we've actually heard from hospitals where patients have found out that their iris is going to be associated with their electronic medical record as well as their photo, and they've had other family members there who weren't there for care, but they've asked that those family members be registered as well because they understand the importance of being able to have this type of technology to combat things like patient fraud. So the patient's acceptance of this technology has been actually very positive and tremendous.
Now, are you piloting this, or is this out there actually in the wild right now?
It's in the wild. We went through a period where we piloted the solution at some hospitals, but we are live and running at a large number of hospitals now in the country. So we're very excited about how the technology has taken off, and we really have a lot of work to do in educating healthcare about the benefits of this technology, but we're extremely optimistic about the future.
So now, for this Health IT Summit, what is your expectation? What is your what are you going to do here for the summit? Are you an attendee, a sponsor? Or are you up for an award?
Well, this year we're an attendee. We're new to the Technology Association of Georgia, but one of the things that I know you gentlemen have discussed already is the importance for Health IT to support one another here in the Atlanta, Georgia area about this is a community, and we want to be part of that community. And one of the things that we're looking to do is to support these types of initiatives, to support these types of organizations that really are the undercarriage of how Health IT works in the state of Georgia, but also across the country and across the world. And we realized that the first step in that is supporting our local community. Well, how fortuitous for us that it happens that the Atlanta community happens to be the powerhouse in health IT in the country.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so we're very excited because we're right now in a networking role, and we are going to be joining the Technology Association of Georgia to take advantage of the benefits there. But we're just excited to be a part of this revolution in healthcare. The ability to make a distinct change with the technology that we have, and really the support of this community is tremendous in our efforts and what we do. So that's why we're here.
And it was very clever of you to use red and black as your colors, to immerse yourself in the Georgia
nicely
colors.
Played.
That was very, very smart.
Not my decision, but yes, I agree. That was a good decision.
So now what's next for you guys?
Well, we've got actually a suite of products for healthcare. In addition to patient identification, we also have what's called a single sign-on application, which is basically if a hospital, for example, wanted to put a security measure in place where any employee who's logging into the electronic medical record system or perhaps another system within the hospital, they
would
actually...
Back there where the good stuff is, right?
That's right, where all the sensitive patient information is.
Right.
But we have a solution that provides biometrics so that when an employee comes in, let's say in the morning, first thing in the morning, and turns their computer on, they would actually provide their biometric in order to access the system. And that, for a number of reasons, provides a lot of privacy and security to patients and also to physicians who are dealing with this type of data. And then we also we operate in a lot of different verticals. And so we also have a workforce management, like a biometric time clock. For hospital employees, and I won't go into all the reasons.
So Joe can't sign in for me.
That's right. No more buddy
if
punching.
I'm running
exactly.
A little bit late.
Exactly. But what we basically have is a suite of healthcare solutions, and also talking about the future, we're going to be looking at. We also have a mobile biometric patient identification solution. So, for example, if a nurse or another hospital employee has a tablet, or perhaps. Some sort of a mobile computer device, they can actually go bedside and check a patient's identification, or they can, if they're in the radiology unit or the pathology unit. So we're looking to get more into the mobile scene because it's such a burgeoning area in healthcare right now.
Right. You almost have to now. Now the consumer's expectation is that their mobile's everywhere, so I guess you guys have to be everywhere as well.
Absolutely.
And now, if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website for you guys?
Yes, you would want to go to www.m2sys, that's the letter M, the number 2, S-Y-S, short for system.com, and then that's our main site. And then to learn more about our healthcare solutions, you'd want to visit www.rightpatient.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of this. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few.